Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. At county clerk's offices, March is the traditional month for farmers to renew farm vehicle plates, and if they choose, make an ag tag donation.
It is so huge for us. One thing, it's a great partnership between us and local chapters that really allow us the opportunity to give back to them. It builds community partnerships with their county clerks and farmers who purchase ag tags.
Sheldon McKinney, executive director of the Kentucky FFA Foundation, on the program's community impact and on their annual revenues.
It's also become 23% of the Kentucky FFA Foundation's operating budget. So last year we received a gift of nearly $170,000, and that's a third of the whole ag tag total, which is divided between 4-H, Kentucky Proud, and FFA.
And 50% of 4-H and FFA income goes back to the county chapters, and chapter members locally are encouraged to promote the program. From last year, here are the top five in FFA ag tag donations.
Our number one county for that is Hardin County. There are three FFA chapters in Hardin County, so they all get a portion of that money. Number two is Allen County. We just have awesome supportive community there and a really supporting clerk, because it's also a small town and they just bring in a record number of donations. Number three is Logan, four is Fayette, and number five is Muhlenberg County.
We'll be right back.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
And I said, it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got the GED.
Kentucky Adult Education. Your future starts here. For a limited time in Kentucky, $10 GED testing per subject area is available. Contact your local adult education center for more information. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
The FFA Foundation Sheldon McKinney says there was another category in FFA chapter rankings for ag tag contributions, and this one was for the counties with the highest percentage of farmers making that $10 donation per vehicle.
Number one is Bell County. They have almost 88% of the people who have a farm tag in Bell County make the $10 donation, followed by Kenton County, then Breathitt County, Lyon County, and then Fayette County.
As mentioned, that total ag tag revenue accounts for about a fourth of FFA's total budget, split 50-50 between the state and county chapters. But McKinney says the state still helps counties, last year with $20,000 for specific grants for capital purchase investment.
So maybe they bought some shop materials or something for their greenhouse or something to do agri-science research.
Ag tag donations for farmers and investment in the future. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.